Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Terry McLaurin in a contract dispute right now with the Washington Commanders. And there's been some speculation that maybe a team that is wide receiver needy could come in and make the Commanders an offer they can't refuse. I think it's all going to lead to Terry McLaurin staying in Washington. They would be dumb not to pay him. He would be dumb to not want to stay there, right? I mean, that's a football team on the rise. They played in the NFC Championship game last year. You've got Jaden Daniels. You could play with him for the rest of your career. I would want to stay there. But if he were to become available, I mean, Doran, this is your solution right here.
Yes.
He has five seasons in his career with over 1,000 yards. That's five in a row. It's like Mike Evans. Mike Evans did it for like 12 straight years.
Mm-hmm. How many different quarterbacks?
A lot of bad quarterbacks in Washington. The only year he didn't have over 1,000 yards, he had 900-plus in his rookie season. This is a great route runner. He could be a big play guy. He would be the perfect complement to DK Metcalf. So if he is available and the Steelers want to win now, but also set up your franchise perfectly for your next quarterback.
Oh, man.
Imagine that, dude.
Oh.
And if I'm Terry McLaurin, okay, I play 1 year with Rodgers, Hall of Famer, four-time MVP, got DK Metcalf on the other side, so a lot of the coverage is going to go his way. And then if I'm a rookie quarterback coming in here, you've got a young, talented offensive line, you've got those two guys as a staple, you've got Pat Freiermuth, you're going to have a running back in his second year. Like, that's a pretty good nest.
That also eliminates the fact that you would have to draft a receiver next year high as well, because you know, we know that they're going to package to get a quarterback, but they're still going to have to draft a receiver at this point to pair with that quarterback. So if you do this, like, you're setting that up where you don't have to focus on receiver as much in next year's draft. And this is a win now type guy. This is a win in the future type guy. Highly productive, as you just said. And he's a guy that just keeps his nose down and just works.
Yes.
But you never hear anything of Terry McLaurin, except for right now. And but this is normal.
I think that's different than being
a normal
malcontent.
Right. It's normal.
Because if this meant you were a malcontent, then this would be the second time that TJ Watt would be considered right. One. Okay, I'm not going to show up to stuff because I don't have a contract. That's just standard business in the NFL anymore. So you got 1 year left on his deal. He wants to get paid. He should want to get paid. They should pay him. I'm not going to pretend to be fully up to speed on Washington's cap situation, but this is a really good player that you have with a second-year quarterback who was Rookie of the Year last season. Texter, Terry wants DK money. The Steelers aren't paying two wide receivers like that. Maybe not, but how often do callers ring us up or text us or tweet us? How many times have you heard us bitch into the microphone that the Steelers don't spend enough money on offense?
Mm-hmm.
They're spending on defense. Okay, here would be an opportunity to put the money where all of our mouths have been. Pay a wide receiver.
And you're not going to have to pay quarterback this year, really?
And you're not going to have to pay him for the next 4 years.
Right.
That's right.
This is the time to do something like this because you literally got a bargain 41-year-old quarterback for $10 million, and next year you're going to get a rookie quarterback on a rookie deal.
Yep.
This is the time to do it.
This season you're paying quarterback $14 million. Next year it's going to be a rookie contract, it's going to be Mason's four, and it's going to be Will Howard's rookie contract.
You could cut bait with Mason because Will Howard could probably be the backup next year.
Yeah, if you had to save some money, but even if not, right, I mean, it's still not. $4 million is absolute chump change at the quarterback position.
Yep.
What were they paying Derek Watt to be a special teams guy?
Three.
Five, something like that, yeah. If they want to pay him, they could. They could pay him and Watt. Like, the cap's just continuing to go up. And one of the things that the Watt defenders have said is, don't pay attention to what Watt's going to make. Pay attention to the percentage of cap. Well, okay, shift that conversation now to a potential Terry McLaurin deal and sign me up, yes, please.
All day.
Texter, can we talk that Doran is repping Commander's colors? I think Doran knows something, and Scary Terry is staying in Washington.
That could be very true. Or he could be coming here.
Also, I quibble with that. I don't think that's a Commander's color shirt. That's more
maroon.
Maroon.
Yeah. Isn't Commander's maroon?
I'm on it.
Yeah, they're maroon.
I think theirs is more...
They are maroon.
Scarlet.
Scarlet?
Nah, Scarlet's not it.
Scarlet's light. Lighter red.
You're colorblind.
Well, Scarlet and gray...
Butt out!
Scarlet and gray, West Allegheny. I know what West Allegheny red is. That's not this.
That's true. Callis, is Doran's shirt maroon? What would you call that?
Well, I'm also Callis colorblind, so you're not really going to get a great answer from me.
This is maroon, and so are the Commanders.
It's burgundy.
Burgundy.
The Commanders are burgundy.
I mean, it looks, honest to goodness, that shade looks gray to me from this angle.
Gray?
Yeah, I just can't.
I mean, you're close to maroon. You're maroon adjacent is what you are, and they're burgundy. At any rate, do you know anything about Terry McLaurin?
Nope. I know that the Commanders feel like that they're probably in a better position now that they have Deebo Samuel to be able to move on if they need to and not pay Terry McLaurin the money that he probably wants.
Yeah.
I know that. They feel a lot better about their receiver situation now that they've acquired Deebo Samuel. So... some truth around it.
If I'm them, I'm keeping both those guys, at least for this year. But that's, I guess, the problem is Terry McLaurin doesn't want to play this year under the current contract. Texter, what happens if you need to give up the first round pick next year to get Terry McLaurin? Well, then I don't do that.
No, you can't.
No, you need a franchise quarterback.
Right.
And it might take each of your next two first round picks to move up and get your quarterback. That might be the reality. We saw what it took to move up from five to two. It's going to cost a pretty penny to get your franchise quarterback probably when the draft is here in Pittsburgh. So I would not give up a first round pick for McLaurin, but you give up a second for Metcalf. So could you get him for a second and a fifth or something like that?
Probably.
And then you'd have to pay him, but I would be all about that.
Yep.
It makes you better this year, makes you way better than you were last year in the wide receiver room. And then your rookie quarterback walks up in here next year.
Oh,
DK is covered. Guess I'll throw it to Terry McLaurin. It's an embarrassment of riches for a young quarterback and would immediately thrust your wide receiver room into conversations as one of the best in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, then you got Pat Freiermuth and you have Caleb Johnson, too, who's a young running back. I mean, that's a recipe for not disaster, for goodness.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.